Did you know Microsoft has officially ended support for Windows 10? Upgrade to Windows 11 with an LG Gram laptop. Voted PC Mag's Reader's Choice Top Laptop Brand for 2025. Thin and ultra lightweight, the LG Gram keeps you productive anywhere. And Windows 11 gives you access to free security updates and ongoing feature upgrades. Visit lgusa.com/iHeart for great seasonal savings on LG Gram laptops with Windows 11. PC Mag Reader's Choice used with permission. All rights reserved.
Hey, hey, we are back in the building. Welcome everyone to Shift Real Talk Tuesdays, where I'm your girl, Lady Free.
And I'm your guy, Pastor Jay.
Yes, and we are here. We are here. Thank you all, first of all, for coming on. If you are new to this channel, subscribe, share, like. If it adds any value to your life, we want you to share and spread the news. That's right. So today we are talking about I'm married and I'm lonely, part two.
And I'm still lonely.
Ooh, I like that, and I'm still lonely. All right, if this is going to be something that you desire to hear about, come on back.
Yes.
Let's get it. Okay.
What's going on, y'all?
Back. Listen, y'all.
Just a few housekeeping rules. Hey, look, y'all. We are here in the Houston, Texas area.
Yes.
And we're live, recording live from Sacred Stone Studios,
yes.
Y'all. A shout out to them. Shout out to Sacred Stone.
Yes, yes.
And also, we are Shift Movement, the movement. And we're getting ready to just start going fishing, y'all. So,
fishing for men, baby.
Fishing for men.
It's time.
We just had a love ball 2 weeks ago, and it was amazing.
Amazing.
We're going to be doing some next couple of shows, we're going to be doing some questions and stuff that was asked that night. So there was some great questions that we don't want to forget. So we're going to come back to that in the next couple of shows.
Right.
And then, y'all, ATL, ATL, ATL.
Shift Love Ball, ATL. We are coming to ATL, the ATL, y'all.
In July, y'all.
Yes.
We are doing a Shift Love Ball.
So get ready to purchase your tickets.
In July. So listen, y'all, it's going to be a fireball.
Fireball.
So those of you who are married, those of you who are not married.
Who want to be married.
If you want to be married, come this night in July, y'all.
That's right.
In July.
That's right.
And if you come in single, I promise you, you may not leave being single.
See.
So listen. So look, we're going to be looking forward to that. really looking forward to coming to the ATL.
Okay.
And doing a love ball in ATL. It was a powerful event. Live band, live music. And you know there's some good cookers in Atlanta. So we're going to have some good food.
Yes.
We're going to have some good food. We're going to have some good music. And then we're going to have some questions that are to help strengthen relationships. So we're looking forward to that, y'all, in July. So without further ado, y'all, God, we thank you, Lord. We honor
thank you.
We adore you, God. We just bless your name, God. God, we just ask you to break every chain, God, that just continues to hold those people down, God. Just break the chains, God. And God, loose the shackles, God, and set some people free, God. Oh, God, just God, we just want an understanding, God. We're not doing this, God, for popularity. God, we're doing this that some people will change their mindset, God, because we know that the battle field is in our mind, God. So, God, just help us to be able to help change the mindsets of the people who desire to be in relationships, who desire to stay married. God, even those who are desiring to get divorced, God, we just come against that right now. And, God, just bless this day, God. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. What's going on, y'all?
Keisha is on the line. Hey, Keisha. I miss you, girl.
Keisha.
Listen, this is a serious. I mean, everybody that heard us last week, I'm married and I'm lonely.
And I'm still lonely.
Yeah, I like that.
I just said that. This came up because being married and still lonely.
Yeah.
Because a lot of us get married for companionship. So we get married to not be lonely. You know what I'm saying? But to be married and to still feel lonely, that's what we want to kind of finish talking about
today.
Right,
right. Because, I mean, we were talking about how last week I'm lonely because I feel like that the person I'm married to or the person I'm in a relationship with really doesn't care. So I'm lonely, you know. And we were talking about how when we first, actually when we were married, when we first were married, some of the things we went through and everything. And you asked me a question. You said, babe, were you lonely when we got married?
Yeah, I did ask you that. Because I just wanted to know, we was talking about the subject. I said, let me ask the person who I'm on the show with. Let me ask, did you ever, in our point of being married, have you ever felt lonely?
Right. And I did. I did feel lonely once.
Okay.
And we've talked about this before. It was basically a moment where we were just married.
Mm-hmm.
And it's so funny because before we got married, you told me you didn't want any more children.
Mm-hmm.
And I said, cool, because I can't have no more children.
Mm-hmm.
You know, the doctors told me when I was like 19 years old, I couldn't have any more kids. So we
this
were
is one of those moments.
We were like a perfect match, right?
Mm-hmm.
You didn't want any. You were adamant about it. I couldn't have any.
Mm-hmm.
However, about what, 2 months into our marriage, I got pregnant.
That's right. You sure did.
Oh, my God. It was one of the loneliest moments of my life because I shrunk back. I didn't know how to talk to you about it because I knew how you felt about having children. And, I mean, I'm interested to know because we never really discussed it to that degree. What were you feeling like when you found out that I was pregnant? Because I felt like in a way you not shut me out, but you went into your own self.
Mm-hmm.
Hey, Cherise, what's up, girl?
Well, to be transparent, this is one of these transparent moments, y'all.
That's what the show is about.
And this is what we're about. We don't mind sharing our story because it helps, it blesses us when we could
help. Because it's a testimony, not a moaning.
So what happened was, really, I guess my experiences with the kids, because I had children before I got married.
Right.
And those experiences were challenging.
Mm-hmm.
Because I really wanted to be in my kids' life, but it was so hard because of my chase. At that point, like I said, I was chasing the wrong thing.
Yeah.
And because I was chasing the wrong thing, I reaped the benefits of chasing the wrong thing.
Yeah.
And it caused me a lot of pain, and it caused a lot.
Mm-hmm.
So I was really kind of done with the experience of what came with raising kids.
Yeah.
So because of that, I vowed that I did not want to go through this.
I did not want to go through this again.
I got 4 kids, and I said, that's enough. I'm done. You know,
right.
Now I just really want to do ministry and build. So when that happened, it was like, oh my God. The first thing I thought about was, would I have to go through this bad experience again? Even though,
oh wow,
yeah. So I was afraid. I was more so afraid than anything. I was afraid. I was.
I think I felt your fear too.
Yeah,
I felt like I couldn't go to you with what was going on with me. I couldn't go to you with how I was feeling,
mm-hmm.
because you had already made it clear what your position was.
Yeah, exactly.
So I didn't give you an opportunity, though, to be a part of it with me,
mm-hmm.
because I was too afraid. So what I did was I shrunk back, and I kept all of my feelings and my emotions and everything to myself. I basically became invisible to a degree, so that you would continue to be happy, or so that you would not have to go through, you know, a lot of the stuff that I was dealing with. Mm-hmm. I didn't know how to share those things with you.
Gotcha.
I didn't know how to be transparent with you at the time, because mm-hmm. this is a whole situation. Like, this which would have changed the dynamic of our marriage, you know, the whole nine. And we were like newlyweds.
So let me ask you a question. Mm-hmm. What do you believe loneliness is? What do you believe that? Because again, I mean, to still be in a relationship,
yeah.
a marriage, and be lonely, what is loneliness to you?
Well, it takes on a lot of different meanings.
What's up, Dave?
Today, hey David.
Today, Jordan and Daddy.
Hey, what's up? Today, I think we're touching on the thing of loneliness is becoming invisible and making yourself invisible so that somebody else can be happy. And I think that's what I did.
Wow.
I didn't share. I kind of went inside of my own self.
Mm-hmm.
And I didn't know how to come out of that place because here we are in a situation that I wouldn't have mind. I mean, I didn't deceive you in saying I couldn't have kids. That's what I was told. So I wouldn't have mind having an heir, not an heir, somebody to carry on our legacy. I wouldn't have mind that at all. But on the other hand, you were always clear about it.
Mm-hmm.
So I felt very lonely in those moments. And then not to mention losing the baby after the fact. And I never shared with you how I felt. I never shared with you what I went through. I just kind of went through it alone, or I don't even think I really went through it. I think I kind of just like tried to dismiss it so that we wouldn't have a big rift in our marriage.
I think loneliness is separation, you know, isolation, separation. You know what I'm saying? A lot of people, you know, some people are so used to being in a relationship.
Yeah.
They're so used to being in some type of relationship, whether it's mental, whether it's physical, whether it's emotional. You know, right. we get into relationships for these purposes.
For that, right.
For the level. And these are certain things that kind of mend what's missing in those areas. So when we are not in that, there's a level of separation. So.
Oh, my.
Yeah, there's a level of separation. So what we do is we compromise understanding the order of how God will put us into a situation for the sake of being in a relationship. So we'll know, we'll see the signs of somebody. And this crazy part is we'll see the signs because people really show you who they are.
They do.
They show you who they are and we'll see them signs. You know what I'm saying? Cause,
so wait, back up because I still didn't kind of sort of get what your definition of loneliness is separation.
Separation.
Isolation.
Isolation, yeah.
Okay, gotcha.
Separation and isolation. So, yeah, and it's, you know, so it's, and two, remember this, like, whew, the thing that separated Adam from God was sin, his disobedience.
Right.
So there was a level of separation.
Right.
Because he said, when you eat of this fruit, you will surely die.
Right.
He didn't mean a spiritual death. I mean, a physical death. It was a spiritual death. Because of his disobedience. So at that point, he was not connected with God.
Yeah.
So there's a level of connection. So if you're not connected to this person, there's a level of separation.
Yeah.
You got to be connected. There's a connection.
Come on now.
Yeah.
So, okay.
Uh-huh. Come on.
So you just going to skip right over what I was saying. We're not going to do this. What you said, all of that was amazing and it was beautiful. But
come on, bring the butt.
We talking about it. I know this is a tough situation for you, and I put you on the spot.
No, it's not that. We having a conversation. You want to direct the conversation now. Let the conversation go.
Well, yeah. So back to what we were saying.
You want to keep going back? No.
Well, I mean, yeah, because that's you asked the question of was I ever lonely, and in that moment I was.
And
so
you
were you lonely in that moment? Because I know I kind of shut down.
No, I wasn't lonely. I wasn't lonely. I mean, because I'm never lonely.
Oh.
Ah. I'm never lonely.
I can't.
I'm never lonely. I'm not. And because here's the thing. I'm not lonely because I've learned to love myself.
Uh-huh.
So because I've learned to love myself, I've learned how to treat myself. And I learned what I deserve. And I learned who I am.
Yeah.
So in these moments, I'll never be alone because I know what it takes for me to be happy. You know what I'm saying? So the thing is, that's why we're not lonely because, again, what we do is we come in and we share our level of happiness. We share our level of, you know what I'm saying? We share it. And it's like then we did not compromise who we were to be with each other.
No.
We didn't compromise that.
We had to accept each other for who we were, regardless of whether we felt like it was good, bad, or indifferent.
So in situations.
Because I wanted to know you.
Yeah, so because in situations like that, like situations are gonna arise.
Yeah,
they're gonna come up.
They definitely will.
But the thing is, if you are really in the relationship with issues already, on top of issues that gonna come up in top of, then that makes it even more challenging.
But see, it also has something to do with how you deal with the issues that come up.
Yeah, yeah.
Even though in that one scenario, we didn't necessarily talk about it in depth. I had gotten to the point already where me and God, we talked all the time. about everything.
And that's another reason why I don't think you, I mean, you said you were lonely, but as much as you talk to God, there's no way you should have been lonely.
Well, I mean, because me and him have a different kind of relationship. It's like I pour out my soul to him. Like, I will lay there in my bed and just talk like I'm talking to you. Mm-hmm. And this is before you and my communication got to the point where it is now. I talked to him then like I talk to you now. Like, very transparent, very real, because I'm a free spirit. And I don't ever like to be put in a box or feel like I said the wrong thing or, oops, oh, my God, what did I mean? So with him, I'm able to just lay there or stand there or drive and just pour out my straight up soul. He listens to everything, does not interrupt, does not say, oh, well, you're talking too much right now, let me talk. He actually hears me. And the reason why I know he hears me is how he handles the business that I give to him, how he handles my heart. He's a restorer, and he did straight up restore my soul. So that's why we're actually able to talk about that situation now without it being a sore spot for us.
But see, too, that is a level of creating loneliness. When you have situations that arise and you don't come back and deal with it.
Right.
When you walk away with a level of misunderstanding.
Yeah.
You cannot leave misunderstanding on the table when it comes to relationship.
And you can't look at it.
Because that disconnects you from
right.
each other.
And you can't look at it from the misunderstanding. Because I think the only reason why I wasn't as lonely in that moment, or I didn't stay lonely as long as I probably could have in that moment. You knew how to bring me out of that place. Because regardless of whether, oh, boy, don't do that to me. You scared me. Was that the spirit?
That was a spirit.
He scared me.
That was a spirit.
But anyway, it's like you knew how to bring me out of that place. So it had a lot to do with not only, I didn't look at you in a negative way because.
I'm glad you didn't.
No, I could have. If I was in my own head. If I was in my own stuff emotionally, if I was emotionally distraught, like done, I could have looked at it very ugly. But because you and I already had a friendship, and we actually had a really good friendship then, by then, I knew you enough to know he not trying to be nasty.
And here's
with
an
this.
Example, y'all. Here's an example of what she's doing.
Okay.
Like, now she's giving me her heart, right? Mm-hmm. Now, if I wasn't who I was in God, I would shut this conversation down.
Oh, he would have been shut it down.
I would shut it down.
Back in the day.
And what that would do is show her that I'm not concerned about her feelings. I don't care about how she feels. And a lot of time, men, we miss that because we are not ready to talk about these tough situations.
Something that might hurt
something
you.
Something that might, you may not
make
be ready
you
to
have
deal
to
with.
Look, yeah, make you have to make look at
have,
something.
Make that, you have to look at yourself.
Uh-oh, come on.
Yeah.
That's true.
You make you have to really look at yourself. And a lot of times, we don't want to deal with the ugly part of us. So we'll shut the conversation down, and that will create a level of separation.
And you may think you're just shutting the conversation down, and but for me, you shutting me down.
Shutting her down, and then what we do is we try to butter it up. We're taking it out, trying to have, and then too, man,
changing the subject,
making sure we get to. Because the thing is, this was me. It was always I had to get to the point where we were gonna have sex because I felt like sex would cover the situation.
Yeah, you felt like it'll fix it.
Yes, and a lot we do that in relationships. We feel sex is the thing that fixes the problem. No, sex is. For our enjoyment. It is not for us to fix a problem.
Right. It does not fix anything.
No. God created sex for our enjoyment, our pleasure.
So after it's all said and done, I love the fact that you said, this was me.
Yeah.
You are a totally different person.
Because I got to deal with it. I mean,
oh, my God. You are definitely a totally different person.
You
got to
deal with the situation. You got to deal with it.
Yeah.
You can't keep sweeping stuff under the rug.
Because the more you shut me down as a woman.
Yep.
The more you don't seem like you care about what I'm going through, my true, genuine vulnerability, then what will happen is I will disappear.
And the sad part is just because we think we're pushing it away now don't mean we're not going to deal with it later.
And
you'd rather not deal with it later because after you deal with it later, you done had about the women that, trust me, women, they are... They think, and they think in pictures.
And we think, and we
think. And if they have enough time to think, I promise you, that little thing that you could have straightened out today, by the time you straighten it out later, it is a whole nother story that been added to it,
and then you remember this looked like something he did over here or 2 years ago.
And then they refer back to the past when it was somebody else that they dealt with.
Oh, and I'm not going through that again.
And I ain't going through that again. So it was a whole nother other stuff that comes with. So it all for not wanting to deal with it.
Right.
And I always, this is what I had to learn. I had to learn this the hard way. Because I feel like, and I tell my wife this all the time, it's not the fact that we got an issue. It's the fact that sometimes we are right now, we are angry with each other. So we say some things. So I shut it down like, let's not talk about this now. Because if we talk about this now, I'm going to say some things that's going to hurt.
But you don't dismiss me.
I don't dismiss you. But I let you know.
It used to be, it's a difference. That's what cultivation does. It used to be a dismissal. And in your dismissing me, I felt rejected. I know I'm going to be rejected whenever I bring something up that you may not, that be maybe a soft spot for you, but we really need to talk about it it won't become a hard spot in my heart. Mm-hmm. You used to dismiss it. Wow. But now you say I shut it down, but I guess that's to say right now you let me know, okay, now was not a good time.
Yeah, now it's not a good time to talk. But that's how you cultivate the communication, and it also allows her to know that I'm not shutting her feelings down.
Right.
That her feelings are that much important to me that I don't want to say something in this heated moment that I'm going to still defeat the purpose.
Right.
So by the time we calm down and come back and talk about it, it was something that we could have talked about earlier, but... You know what I'm saying? But here's the thing, y'all. This is why I believe this virus, this coronavirus, this corona.
Oh my God! 1921. Tell me what you're gonna say first.
This coronavirus 1921 has really allowed some people. 1921. Yeah. That's what Madea said. I'm sorry. Corona 1921. So the corona 1921, it allowed us to really. Have to see some of us, our life was so used to being outside of the house and avoiding having to be able to spend this time.
We have to deal with each other.
So we were able to say, I gotta go to work.
Yeah.
And work was our excuse to not have to put the time in or to cultivate it. Or being outside of the house, going whatever you had, the activities that you had to do that was outside of the house, coronavirus has shut that down.
It did shut that down.
So now we had to be in the house. And had to face what we were running away from. Some people made it through it, and some people
and
didn't.
A lot of that is each other dealing with actual. Okay, I have to sit here now and really deal with you and learn about you and be with you. And but that wasn't a problem for us, I believe, only because we had so many things that happened that God prepared us way before time. Mm-hmm. And by the time the coronavirus hit, we were in a whole nother stage of friendship, and we were in another stage of our marriage where I enjoy being around you.
I always tell people.
I have no problem
with it. I
always
tell people this, because we talk to a lot of people, y'all, and I would say your wife is your mirrored reflection.
Yes.
She is your mirror reflection.
She's definitely going to reflect.
So if she is fussing, it's something that you've done. It's something that you have done and given her a reason to. Not 9 times out of 10. No, I ain't going to say 9 times out of 10. Sometimes, you know, women have issues that they have not. But still, as the man, you should be able to help cultivate these issues. You should be able to help heal and help be that listening ear and help. I mean, this is stuff that you really close the gap of loneliness inside a relationship, learning how to listen, learning how to hear, talking to listen.
Yeah.
Not talking to be heard, talking to listen.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? That's one thing I learned talking to my wife. I talk to her so that I can understand her. So when I do that, because she's my mere reflection, she's going to do the same thing in response. Because she's my mirror. But if I'm talking to her and I'm fussing, you're going to hear me. Trust me when I tell you. Trust me when I tell you, you cannot out-talk a woman.
And I told, and
you
I
can't.
Used,
I talked to him. I'm sorry.
I remember telling you. I can't. I don't hear you. I don't hear nothing you're saying.
Either they're gonna shut you down or they're gonna outtalk you. You cannot outtalk.
See, I'm not the outtalk person.
And especially if she been, especially this woman been raised by an outtalking woman, a mother.
See,
when she's been raised by an outtalker. Oh my gosh.
I have an outtalker husband, but I'm not an outtalking wife. I'm a
ready to talk back husband. I ain't gonna out talk you, but I'm gonna have something.
But see,
to
you don't have to. Don't even trip. Don't act like that. You do, no. You can't act like that because I'm not that woman.
Yes,
I know there are some out talk you women, but for me, I'm the shut. I'm coming all the way down.
What's up,
woman.
Candy?
I'm not the woman that's gonna go there with you. That's not me.
Yeah, but that's what I'm saying. That's what I'm saying. That's why it's
I don't
so
feel
important.
Like wasting my breath.
But see, that's what I'm saying. That's why it's so important. Because again, why would you want to be at odds with the person that you say you love? So why wouldn't it not be important to talk, to listening? Because that's what cultivating the communication is. And that's what we do. We don't spend time. Again, I really believe you're going to get out of it what you put into it.
Right.
And so if you put in an argument, that's what you're going to get. Because women are nurturers. But they're nurturers. They bring to life what we impregnate
oh,
into
yeah.
them.
We're going
to
incubate it.
They're going
to
incubate it, and they're going
to
bring it to life three times.
Oh, yeah,
times.
We're going to bring it to life.
So if you incubating them hardships or not, well, yeah, they're going to oh,
bring suffering.
Pain, suffering. They're going to bring that back. But and it causes a level of loneliness. I promise you. Oh, my God.
Well, listen, this is something that's interesting to me that just came to my thoughts. I remember getting, when I was dating.
Uh-huh.
At times, not everybody I dated, but at times I noticed, I used to say I'm a chameleon because when I was dating, I knew how to morph into the female that dude at the time I was dating wanted to have in his life. And
it's sad because she wasn't even married. So she would be in all of this. That's what I said, duh. Don't get married and stop it. All right. That was a little side note. That was a little side note. The little side note, bro.
So, anywho, the thing that was so funny was I was invisible in those relationships because I could not present. This is another form of being invisible. I could not present Alma to this person because in order for this person to be happy, I had to kind of just do certain things he wanted me to do, how he wanted me to do them. If ever there was an issue where I had a problem, then of course now there's a conflict. Then now that's an argument, and we have to be careful we have to pay attention to how men deal with conflicts and stuff. If you got one that's a runner, he's not going to solve nothing. He's going to run every time the situations get hard.
You know what? Forget it. Never mind. And then just leave the
and
house.
Make you feel
and
bad.
Make you feel like you crazy.
Make you feel bad for coming to this person with something you wanted to fix. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
Then if he's the type of person that's very combative and all he's going to do is argue, that's something serious too. And I've dealt with these type of guys. So because of those things, I never wanted to make waves in my relationships.
Wow.
So I feel like those people never truly got an opportunity to get me, have me. Because if they like long hair, I was with my long hair. You know, if they like the short hair, I would cut my hair short. I can't believe when I look back on it, I can't believe how much I changed for different relationships. That's how a woman loses herself.
Well, men don't do it either.
Y'all do.
Oh, yeah, because some...
Do tell, because
yeah,
I didn't think men did
that. Yeah, because some men like to be affirmed. Some men like affirmation.
Okay.
Some men like the compliments. Some men like that, so they do stuff to get the compliments. And sometimes some men don't like the drama, so they do stuff... What I know for me, I used to walk on eggshells because I didn't want drama. So I would do things just to not argue. I would do other stuff to just not have an argument.
Wow.
So I would change who I was just so that it wouldn't be argument.
Yep. And become invisible. So now that person cannot get to know who you are.
Mr. Scott Cooks. Oh, my God. I got
it.
Chef Boyar Scott.
Yep, I look forward to my husband cooking dinner during the pandemic and speaking my love language. Oh, honey, I don't even know what
time?
That is. What's that love language?
What's that love language, Kim?
So listen, that's another way that we become invisible and lonely.
Not knowing each other's love language.
Yep. Not speaking each other's love language.
Not knowing it and not speaking it. Well, if you don't know it, you ain't going to speak it.
Definitely not.
So yeah, that's true. I know my wife likes quality time.
Absolutely.
She likes quality time.
That's my love language.
And she likes, I can't give too much of a business out because we're gonna leave this podcast a little early, y'all.
God, Jesus be offense.
All around me, every day.
But yeah, my love language definitely is quality time.
Mm-hmm.
So if you don't spend quality, I don't care how much you around me. If it's not quality, quantity, I mean, I enjoy spending time with you.
Mm-hmm.
But if it's not quality, if you on your phone and I'm on my phone.
But how could you, let me ask you the question. I'm going to ask, how could you tell if somebody has changed or compromised themselves to make you happy? Could you tell that? Could you tell certain things?
Oh, that's a good question.
What's somebody up, Herman?
Chime in, honey. Chime in. How can you tell when somebody has compromised themselves to be with you? I think because, I hate to say this, but they become weak. And it's like you know you can get over on that person. You know your little manipulative tactics will work, and you know exactly which ones to pull out.
Because like I said, you know, earlier, me and you, by the time we got back together, we were just like, look, take me for who I am. If you don't like this person, then look.
And
I can't. But that allowed us to really understand no matter what comes with you, or
right.
No matter, be who you are.
Because
it creates a level of honesty. It creates a level of not. Because when you, and I, that's one reason. That's
uh-huh.
one thing. Because there's lying. If you got to depict if somebody's telling the truth or not, that.
What you mean?
Because when you got to be who you are not, that means you're being a liar. You're lying. You're not being
deceptive.
You're not
okay.
being true to who you are.
Right. Okay. Gotcha.
You're not being true to who you are. You are lying. So.
Well, listen. Hey, Candy. How you doing, girl? Oh, Miss Kim say her love language is acts of service.
Acts of service. Okay.
It's good for somebody for the person to know and speak your love language. But see,
acts of service.
But
okay.
See, and the thing is, finish what you were saying.
Yeah, because you're not being true to yourself. So if you're not being true to yourself, you're being this false person. You're being this person that you want. You're being somebody else that you want somebody to fall in love
right.
with. So you're not being who you truly are.
You would be surprised how many women try to be a certain thing for this man so that he'll love her and he won't leave her or in the beginning. Of the relationship.
That oh, I was going to say that. That
and then
always
once they get married,
in the beginning of
he says she changed. But she don't really change.
What's that, Raj?
She just at this point have decided to be who she is. And it's sad that some men don't get who she is before marriage so they can make that determination.
But some men do that. Because I remember while I was dating, that's what I did. I put my best foot forward. But I put my best foot forward for a motive.
Yes,
there was
did.
A reason why I put my best foot forward, because I had a prize in mind.
Right.
And the prize in mind wasn't a relationship. It was a situationship.
But see, because I remember that one relationship you said that you were in that you wanted. It was like you wanted to prove to her that you was not a bad guy.
I get because at that time now I was ready to kind of settle down.
Yeah. Yeah.
A person can, Sharice said, a person can only not be true to who they are for a period of time.
For only a short period of time.
You can only lie. You can only keep that lie up for a short
right.
period of time. Because to be honest with you, that's not who you are.
Because you're trying to make him love you. People
want
to be loved
show
so.
Show you how.
People want to be loved so bad.
What do you
so
mean
bad.
By that, bro?
People want to be loved so bad. That they willing to put themselves aside
yeah.
so that person mm-hmm. can love them.
Yeah.
The best, they put their best foot forward. But then at some point, that goes away, like Sheree says, it's only for a period of time. And when you actually start being yourself and you get tired of faking, that's what happened when me and you first got together.
You get tired of faking?
I was so tired of faking and becoming a chameleon to fit into other people's relationship world that I told Jesse, I was like, look, this is me. I love me for me.
Mm-hmm.
If I'm not enough, that's fine. Because I had met myself.
Got you.
In my secret
time. Come on,
meet
yourself.
In my secret time.
Meet yourself.
I did. I met myself. I got to know who I was when I was single. after you and I had broken up that time, for 3 years, I was single. I met me. I fell in love with me, and I was like, "Dang, girl, you ain't bad. You know, you funny. You." And I start realizing who I was. So after that, it was like, if you don't like me, fine. I like me.
Wow, that's true, Herman. That happens because what happens is we want the person that we with to fall in love with the person that we created.
Yes,
we created this false person, and we want them to fall in love with this false person.
To fall in love with
and
us.
It's like, how could you want them to fall in love with this false person? That will never work.
Because you don't think ahead to know that at some point that false person is going to fall off.
Johnny Cochran, trust me, he was rich off of people firing that false person.
Oh, wow.
He was rich off of that. Okay, Johnny, come fire this person, because now the real person going to come out.
Right.
And if you this person that really don't, because the thing is, out of the heart, what's in your heart is going to come out.
Oh, my God,
there's a subconscious thought from your heart.
Yeah.
And you can't hide what's in your heart.
Right.
You can't hide it.
Nope.
And here's the thing, though. The enemy uses that because sometimes some genuine things could really be in your heart. But the trick of the enemy is to come to deter that thought or that thing that's in your heart to make it for evil things. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So really, we don't really deal with what's within our heart. We don't let God deal with what's in our heart, because what we try to do is fulfill it. And we can't fulfill what's in our heart unless God fills the heart. Yes. Unless God fills it. Unless God put that love in there.
So,
unless God puts that.
Yeah.
He got to put it in there to fulfill what's empty.
So you were in a relationship with a narcissist.
Yes.
And you knew he was a narcissist because you said it. But then you get out of a relationship with that narcissist and get into a relationship with another guy with them same exact characteristics.
Except
he don't do this that guy did. So,
But I promise you, later on down the line, that will come out.
Right.
And you're going to see that. You're going to see, because what it's called, we call them triggers. You're going to see something even if it's a little thing, it's a little trigger that's going to remind you.
And everything you're doing to make sure that he don't get mad, to make sure that he, you know, is happy, to make sure he, and you're losing she. You're losing she. And the more you lose she, after a while,
Anne-Marie, we sure
she going to be gone. And then the person that he was attracted to from the beginning, he going to push her out of the way because she no longer provides him that chase.
What's up, Marie?
She no longer provides all the challenges. She don't provide nothing because she's allowed that person to cause her to lose who she is.
Yes. You cannot.
And she becomes lonely.
Give up who you are for the sake of a relationship.
Yes.
You cannot give up. I got to say that again, y'all, for those who are just
logging
on.
Be who you are from the beginning.
You cannot give up who you are for the sake of being in a relationship.
Yes. Flaws and all. Let it all hang out.
You have to let it all hang out.
You got
to
let it all. Just let it all hang out.
You
got
to take out, pop off the eyelashes, and you got to let them see the ugly you. Yes.
Baby, just because you have eyelashes don't mean you ugly underneath them. He said, pop off the eyelashes
so David
and let
says,
them see the
if
ugly
a person
you.
Says they don't feel love, I would ask them, can you show me? Because maybe I might be doing it wrong. That's right. But here's the thing, Dave. Here's the thing. That person still has to come in with a level of love already. If they don't feel love.
A level of it.
If they don't feel love, it's because
there's
a void inside.
Right.
And it may not even have nothing to do with you.
But the thing
is, the only thing you can do in situations like that is continue to be who you are and allow God to fulfill that. Because, again, one thing I always say, you can't put the pressure on me to make me love you the way only God can love you.
And you know,
that's a lot of pressure to put on somebody.
That's too much pressure.
That's too much.
Because the only person big enough to fill that void is God. No human being is
No, like me and my, what we do is we share love. So we come in with our own level of love. So wherever she's lacking at, I thank God I don't have enough to cover it,
baby.
But it's still.
I got a tree of life somewhere inside of me. I got some
come
love
on.
Fruit
yeah,
on that
she
tree,
has a
baby.
Level of love.
I have this thing where I say, if you low on love, here, bite a piece of my fruit. Because I can't deal with all the hate.
Yeah.
I can't deal with it.
You cannot. You cannot.
I won't.
So that's what there's a void there, and you got to be careful with them voids. So,
so
only God can fill those voids.
And it's not that you're loving wrong per se.
Yeah.
Sometimes it's that person's love void is way bigger than you can fit. So you got to get some help. What kind of help
that's
can
right.
you get? Okay, God, look, That's how I always thought, okay, God, go to him.
That's right.
Talk to him. He is going to be your best friend. People say, oh, well, all that prayer ain't necessary. Yes, it is. It's very necessary.
Look what Q Stone put. He put, show your true self and the relationship will be better off for it.
Absolutely.
That is so true.
From the beginning.
From the beginning.
From the beginning. Because if you go in trying to be loved by somebody by showing a false self, when that false self disappears, you are in for a world of trouble.
And two, this is almost like salvation, because salvation is just like a relationship. Because when you accept Christ, what did you have to do? You have to confess.
Confess, baby.
You got to confess.
You have to confess.
And in that confession, you're showing who you really are.
Yeah. Come on now. That's the best relationship.
That's the best relationship. You are coming. Lord, here I am, just as one plea. This is who I am. Because guess what? We were born and we were shaped in what?
Iniquity. Yes.
So
yes,
again, our process to be what he called us to be is a process to get there.
It is a process.
It don't come like that.
So if you meet somebody in the middle of your process, don't stop your process. To try to be with that person. Continue the process.
Come on.
And if that person is a person that's supposed to be with you in that season for that reason, that person will help you along
in the process.
Right. We are all broken somewhere.
Yes.
T.D. Jakes said we all crazy. Everybody have their level of crazy. We are all broken somewhere. So nobody can sit up and try to find that perfect person. But at the same time, you have to make sure you have the spirit of discernment to discern whether or not that person is good for you. Now, if you already in the marriage and you know that there's some things that you need to confess, do it.
Confess it.
Because in doing that, what you are doing at that point is you are allowing God to come in and work his thing.
To thine own self.
Be true.
Be true.
You don't have to lie to me.
We ain't got a lot of kicking.
No,
we don't.
You don't have to lie to me.
You don't have to. I'm telling you, man, that because you develop a level of mistrust that'll go way more than what you're proving.
Yeah.
Because now you have to prove a whole something totally different. And you don't want to be in no relationship that you got to overcompensate.
Nope.
We don't want to have to overcompensate. Because
you're going to have to keep doing it.
You're going to have to overcompensate in every area.
At some point, you're going to get tired of it. I don't care if it's years down the line. You're going to get tired of it. And then all of these thoughts going to come to your mind. The enemy, of course, he plays in the mind. That's his playground. And he will sit up and say, see, told you all these years. He felt like you wasn't no good. See, told you this. And you start believing all of these things.
That's right.
Because in the beginning, you was trying to please.
That's
or
right.
In the beginning, you was trying to be somebody you weren't. And when it's all said and done and you decide, I just want to be free to be me.
Then, come on, Lady Free.
Yes.
That's where she get that name from.
That's where I get it from. I am so free to be me. I got so tired of constantly trying to be something. This is not just in boyfriend-girlfriend relationships. This is in my family. This is in my work. This is in everything. Me. Whoever knows me, I want to be free to be she. Unapologetically, no apologies. I'm not offering any because God made me the way I am. And I spent too many years trying to fit into other people's little ways of how they felt like I should be. I'm an out the box type of person. I'm a free spirit. I can't help that.
And you know what happened? I'm sorry. Did I cut you?
I was just about to say, because I gave you that when we got back together, you was able to really, really deal with all of who she is.
Yeah, and I loved it because she gave me, and I always wanted
honestly
that though. I always want, but see, because here's the thing though. Like she said earlier, I just kind of wanted to piggyback on what she said.
Mm-hmm.
You know, the battlefield is in our mind, but understand that our body does not sin. Our body only responds to what our mind tells it to do. So it is a receiver of what the mind is telling us to do.
Because a dead body don't sin, huh?
Exactly. So the thing is, so if our mind is conjuring up this thought of there's no love there or there's no, then what we're going to respond to, what our mind is telling us to do.
Absolutely.
Because that's where we reason in our mind.
That's where
we come up with all these thoughts in our mind. Mm-hmm. And I promise you, it is so, that's why I said think on these things.
Yeah.
Think always on these things.
Yeah.
You got to think on these things and change our mindset. Change our mindset.
Yeah.
I changed, and the thing was, I had to change that mindset because, again, when she came in, Well, first of all, it was I had to come in. I had to really open the door for her to be able to be who she was, because I had to tell her, like, look, this is what it is. Look, I did this. I was a wretched mess. I was going through some things.
Yeah.
I messed up. I came clean. I had to come clean.
Yeah, but you know what's so interesting about you coming clean? What it did for me was it helped me to realize I wasn't crazy after all.
Yeah.
It helped me to realize I knew I wasn't tripping. But instead of me being upset with you at that point, it just relieved me of just the thing of all these years. When we were dating, how you used to try to make me believe I was tripping or you crazy. That ain't what's going on. And it's like, no, I know what I know. And it started making me doubt myself. And it started making me second guess what I know. Mm-hmm. And those things are the things that women fight through. But once you confess, once you said to me, babe, okay, you didn't have to tell me every single thing you did. But when you said, look, I did a lot of that stuff that you knew what you was talking about. You know, it's something about a woman. I remember you told me it's something about a woman. She know, and you knew a lot of stuff, but I just wasn't ready to deal with it myself, and I didn't know how you was going to deal with it. So I kind of, I pushed it off, and I tried to make you think, you know.
Dave, if you're still on here, remember this. When God gave Adam a helper, he said, I'm going to make him a helper suitable for him.
Suitable. Come on with the
suitable. What he was doing was he wasn't giving Adam an assistant. He wasn't giving Adam a secretary, somebody that can help him do whatever. He wasn't giving. What he was giving him was the Holy Spirit through the woman that he gave him. So a lot of times when a woman sees something, it's really because the Holy Spirit is showing this woman how to help the man that she was made for.
And the thing people don't get is that's the reason why a lot of times wives don't really understand what we're here for. Because so we think helper is something else.
So a lot of times when a woman say some things and she say, sometimes we may think...
Maybe you need to stop letting her ride with you because... If you keep letting her ride with you, eventually, all I'm doing is giving her a ride. I understand all you're doing now is giving her a ride. But if you keep just giving her a ride, eventually it could turn into something.
Mm-hmm.
Instead of...
What we do, because again, I know me. We come from the church backgrounds where we think we can help the women. But that's a level of vulnerability that we are operating out of. And that is so dangerous. So a lot of times our wife can see that because they are the helper that God placed in our life.
Yes, we
can. So a lot of times they see that. We gotta
and
really
try to warn you
yeah.
of the tricks take some and heed. The traps.
Take some heed.
And traps.
Take some heed.
And
they can
all
see
of
those
a sudden,
traps.
What happened? Out of his mouth says,
you were just
insecure.
Oh yeah.
Why you tripping?
I did it. Why you tripping? Oh yeah.
And
we do that.
And then it caused you to think, wait, I know I'm not insecure, but you hear it so enough, you be thinking, okay, well, wait, am I insecure? But no, you know what you're the helper. You know what God has given you to do. He has given, just like when he said to the disciples, he says, I'm going to send you a helper when I'm gone. Mm-hmm. That's the same thing he did for Adam. He sent him a helper, somebody that has discernment, somebody that has the heart of God.
The Holy Ghost.
He
said he will be what? A helper
in
the time of what?
A counselor, a guide. When you can't see certain things, that woman is supposed to be there to see them. That's why women have become lonely, because their rightful place has been demeaned. And just for the sake of you getting what you want or
they don't have nothing to help.
Or that. But you can't tell her she crazy or you just tripping or you're insecure because she's trying to warn you. And it's like, I know that I'm giving him the right information, but why is he turning on me?
And that's what we do, man.
And after
we turn
a while, we
make
just
them
don't
think
say
that
nothing
crazy.
At all.
Oh, yeah.
And then turmoil comes into our marriage because the devil is really trying to break marriages up. But see, the thing is, if you have a horrendous marriage right now, you are a perfect candidate for God to say, stick and stay in that. Don't leave, because I want to use you to show the world I am all powerful. I'm still God. If you just walk away, you might as well be like the world. But because we have the Holy Spirit, because we have God living in us, we are supposed to be the ones to say, you know what? I know it's hard, but I know what to do with it. I know he act like he don't love me, but until he get his stuff together, I'm going to get under my blanket, and that's my place in the refuge of God. Tuck my little self in, and I just pour my soul out to God. And after a while, he just, it's like he engulfs me with his arms. It's so, it's like a place where he just holds me. And a lot of, like, not now, but when we first got married, I don't want to leave this place. I don't want to get from under these covers, because I just felt like after I just cried to my daddy God, he took me in his arms and just held me right
daddy
there. He held me right there. And that's when me and him really formed a relationship, mm-hmm. a real relationship where I could trust him to talk to me about my husband.
But you know what, though? A lot of men have distractions. And I'm not making an excuse, but it's true. And you know, it's like a car. Mm-hmm. You know what would be a man's distraction to this car that he probably has bought? A brand new car.
Right. Something that he didn't mess up. Because the reason why the car like it is because he didn't get the oil change.
He didn't get the oil change in his car.
Well, he didn't get the brakes done. He let the tires ball out. And that wash started to show.
Yeah, he saw a new car and figured that this car could run better than the car. If you get this new car, what comes with it? I don't have to put the work into the car that I have.
At first. But the maintenance will come, and you still going to have to pay that little oil change.
You will reap the benefits from taking care of the maintenance that's in your car.
Don't give up on your marriage. God wants us to be the example for those who are. And I know it sounds like, okay, she just saying that because she happy right now. No, there were times in my marriage in the beginning. God did a work in the beginning. Like, we don't have a lot of time to waste. Time is running short. So God not letting us take 50 and 60 years in marriage and be messed up and have all this anger and pain. He's using people who's only been married 3 years, 5 years. He's using those marriages to help people understand, look, this is how you do it. Because we don't have all the pain and the frustration and the anger of 45 years of he not talking to me and he brushing me off and she acting like this and she don't listen. And we don't have that. So God says, who better to use than a clean slate?
God is love.
He's trying to tell us, listen, mm-hmm. I want to use you. Can I use you? Will you trust me? Do you trust me? Do you trust me to use you as a billboard for all of these marriages that's going to be coming out in these generations to come, where people going to just be willing to walk away just like that at the drop of a hat? And we can be like how Big Mama was and say, baby, you know what? It's going to be okay. And I'm going to tell you how it's going to be okay. And you can lay out the plan for them and walk alongside them and help them get it together because you stayed. And you watch the salvation of the Lord happen in your household. But if you leave, what are you leaving for?
Remember, the helper.
You can't help nobody when you leave.
The helper is the Holy Spirit.
God is turning some hearts around right now. But if you walk away.
That's right.
It's not going to be beneficial to the purpose that he had for y'all to get together in the first place. God is doing it. He says, I am working right now.
And what
I'm doing it.
What did we say last week? What we forget sometimes is the glue that keeps us together.
Yes.
So we got to go to that
glue. He is the glue.
He is that glue.
He says, I'm doing it, y'all.
I'm doing it.
It may not look like I'm working, but I'm really doing it. If you just keep your eyes focused on me and stop looking at her and what she did, keep your eyes focused on me and stop looking at him and how he don't love me no more. Stop doing that. Look at me. Stay focused. It's like when you first start walking and the mama said, no, 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 baby, look at me. Look at me. Come on. I got you. Come on. That's what God is saying.
But you know, I do want to say this, though. Women, y'all got to. Hey, Dad, my dad on.
Pop Jesse.
Yeah. So especially for you women, if God called you to be a helper, which means you have really the Holy Spirit inside of
He's
you. He's equipped you to be discerning,
yes.
to actually be that virtuous woman
yes.
that can change the whole situation.
Yes.
That sometimes we got to really, as being the Holy Ghost, we got to come like God will come in the spirit of love.
Yeah.
Because that's what God is.
And
you can't fuss a man into, you can't fuss a man into responsibility.
No, not at all.
You can't curse a man into not being who he is.
Not
you
at
gotta,
all.
You gotta
you can't throw nothing at his head.
You can't throw nothing at his head.
Him in that
you
place.
Can't you can't
no.
demean him. You no. can't you can't do that. You gotta
he is
be
no good
what
to
God
you,
called
broken.
You to be. And that's a helper.
Yes.
And a lot of times storms will come.
They
what
will
you
come.
Do in the as being the helper?
They will come.
Are you gonna make him feel bad in the storm, or are you gonna be that praying woman?
The umbrella baby.
Yeah, you got yes, that's what God called you to be as the woman.
It's a very selfless position, but it's so very rewarding when God gets the glory, when all of that situation is done and you see the light at the end of that storm. See, peace is not, and I forgot who said it, so it's not my stuff. Peace is not the absence, I mean, the confusion, the presence of confusion, the presence of conflict, the presence of turmoil and pain. What peace really is the presence of somebody.
Yes.
And that somebody is God.
Listen, y'all, if y'all like what y'all listen, hearing y'all, please tag and share. Share it, y'all. Share
subscribe,
it.
Subscribe, like,
we are on YouTube as
share,
well.
Share, whatever.
Shift. What is it on YouTube? Shift Movement.
Shift Movement 2020. Oh, Shift. You said on YouTube?
Yeah, we
it's on Shift YouTube. Real Talk.
Shift Real Talk on
YouTube. Yeah.
Subscribe to the channel. We're also on TV on Sunday nights at 8 p.m., it's called channel49tv.com.
Yeah.
Watch us on there. We're on there. And if you, like I said, if you like it, please like and share. Like and share. Subscribe, like and share. Subscribe, like and share, y'all.
I want
share.
So many women to be free just want, to be
just
she.
We just want to spread
no
a great
apologies.
Message, y'all, to really keep these relationships aligned
no
with,
apologies.
With the best relationship of them all.
Yeah.
And that is truly a reflection of our relationship with God.
That's right.
And if we have a great relationship with him, our relationship should reflect that, because we are the we are his bride.
And and the world has gotten us so far away from those things that make us powerful, that make us different from them. Those things that, like, pray.
That's prayer, right, Aaliyah.
Having that deep, straight-up conversation with God. Those things like reading the Word, where you he have secrets in there for just us, his kids.
Yeah, yeah.
And it, those secrets pop up off the page. It's like secret codes that come up off the page just to help us through a situation. And we know that it's God, because we be like, oh my God, it's like something that lifts a burden. Those things that make us powerful, the world has started making us believe that those things, it don't take all that. Oh, she's super
That's right.
spiritual.
A
That's
soft
not
tongue,
the truth.
A soft tongue chases away wrath.
That's one.
That is
That's one of the secrets.
That's
that if
right.
anybody read that,
That's
they'll
right.
be like, what?
You cannot
but when you hear it,
cuss him in the position. You can't.
And God
only
is trying
God
to tell
can,
you something.
Yes. Only God can put him in position.
Yeah.
Only God.
Only.
But you don't understand
oh
that
God
has given you the power
come on.
To pray him.
Come on.
Because you are the helper.
And you don't have to say, I pray, I'm going to pray
yeah,
for you.
Exactly.
No.
No.
Just do it. Oh, what you pray
the
in
devil
secret,
is a liar. No,
what you pray in
no,
secret,
the
God
devil.
Will reward you openly. So
no,
let's get our reward.
The devil
come
is
on,
in
y'all.
You right now. No,
let's
no,
get out. Let's get them rewards,
it.
Baby. It's time to pray.
Yes,
we have run out
pray.
Of time.
Listen, y'all.
But we love you.
We'll see
we
y'all
love
next week,
you. We
Tuesday,
love you.
Y'all.
Next week on Tuesday.
So, yeah. So listen, y'all. We thank
8
y'all.
8 o'clock Central Standard.
ATL, we coming. Y'all get ready.
9 o'clock Eastern Standard.
Yes, sir. Please like and share. May the Lord watch.
May the Lord
me
watch
and thee
between me
while
and
we're
thee
absent,
while we are absent.
One from another.
One from another.
Jesus' name we
in
pray.
In Jesus' name.
Amen.
We love you. This
we
your
love
girl,
y'all.
Lady Free.
And I'm Pastor Jay.
And Pastor Jay.
We signing out.
Shift Real Talk.
Thanks for watching.
Did you know Microsoft has officially ended support for Windows 10? Upgrade to Windows 11 with an LG Gram laptop. Voted PC Mag's Reader's Choice Top Laptop Brand for 2025. Thin and ultra lightweight, the LG Gram keeps you productive anywhere. And Windows 11 gives you access to free security updates and ongoing feature upgrades. Visit lgusa.com/iHeart for great seasonal savings on LG Gram laptops with Windows 11. PC Mag Reader's Choice used with permission. All rights reserved.